DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Oh my god!
At the
video, I know, it's scary.
He's doing on the phone, so...
I'm gonna get a screenshot of that before it goes away.
Nope. Still can't see you, James.
Hi, buddy!
Hope you got a screenshot of that.
Sadly, I can't see you.
You saw me drunk the other day, so.
I did. It was glorious.
Yes.
It's one of my finer moments.
Yep.
But you've seen me drunk a few times.
Yes, I have, and I've enjoyed every time and look forward to many more.
Well, okay, I don't know which one to focus on because, I wonder if this is going to have me with double audio now.
I wouldn't think so because, again, I'm just getting the one audio, so.
Yeah, I'm only hearing the one.
Yeah, I'm just trying to use the phone for the camera and then using the computer for the actual audio. So I look professional. See if I can get a better camera angle. Hey, everyone, there's Bree.
Hi, Bree. How you doing?
Can't see no Bree or nothing. Just some bull pucky is what it is.
Okay, guys. I know on Monday we discussed not discussing it, but shit has changed, and I think because we are who we are, I think we do need to address
it.
It doesn't have to be the whole show, but I did some reading today just so I knew the facts.
Mm-hmm. It was just such a strong week, like long weekend with it. I was so burned out. But yeah, no, you're right. And I was thinking about it while I was typing that message. Like, we're going to talk about it anyway. So
yeah, it may not have been this week. It might have been next week. But honestly, and Samantha, you're right. So much has happened. And a lot of it is not helping.
Yeah.
And I think that's some of the stuff we need to address. But anyone listening who doesn't know what we're talking about, we're, of course, talking about the senseless, stupid, and just plain wrong death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Before I got on, I watched, and I think it was New York Times. You can find it on New York Times. They, the reporters got like as much of the video as they could, and they put it all together like in order. And it was appalling. I mean, it was truly just the worst thing I've ever seen. And I support the police. They've got a really tough job. But just like any job, there's assholes in there. And this poor man, unfortunately, got four of the worst.
Yeah.
So the story is, Mr. Floyd went into a convenience store to buy cigarettes, and according to the clerks, he gave them a fake $20 bill, and they called the cops, which rightfully so. You get a counterfeit bill, you should probably call the cops and let them know. My first question was, A, how did they know for sure it was a fake bill? Because I know the Treasury changes bills all the time.
True. So
I'm not enough of an expert. I didn't go into it to find out. And also B, how do they know that, you know, I mean, he could have gotten the fake bill from any one of 1,000 sources.
True.
I don't have the audio. I couldn't hear what was said. But I feel like the cops overreacted from the moment they approached George Floyd's car.
Oh, yeah.
And everything escalated. Just everything escalated poorly. It was bad choices. But the worst part of the whole thing is Officer Chauvin. Is that how you pronounce his name?
I don't know for sure how to pronounce his name. Chauvin.
I'm just going to call him douchebag from here on out. Officer douchebag.
Number one.
Yes.
He crossed the line. The moment George Floyd was on the ground, I watched the video carefully. He didn't struggle at all.
Nope.
No. He was not resisting at all. All four of them at one point were on him to subdue him.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't struggling, to my eye. This guy was putting his weight, his knee on this guy's neck, and essentially choking him out.
Yeah.
Three other officers just watched. Not one of them went, okay, he's had enough. One of them stepped in and said, hey, buddy, he's not going anywhere. A, he's handcuffed. B, there's four of us with tasers, mace, guns. If he gets too far and we seriously think he's a threat, we can take him down.
Yeah. Right.
All three of those other officers have been charged this morning for accessory. Thank God. Because that's been my question this whole weekend. It's like, okay, yeah, they charged the first guy, but what about the other three who just stood by and watched it?
I saw that the other three were arrested, but I didn't see that they had been charged yet.
Yeah, they got charged about 2 hours ago.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Officer Good. Douchebag is now being charged with second degree murder.
Oh, second. Okay. Yeah, it was third degree manslaughter first.
Yeah, it was manslaughter. Then they got him for third degree. Now it's second degree. I think it's going to be first degree by the time this is all said and done.
Well, now, little Facebook conversation. My friend was talking about should be first degree. And someone brought up a good point is that first degree murder is premeditated. It is planned. This is not premeditated. So I doubt it'll be first degree.
Yeah.
So, this was more in the moment, but no one stopped him. And it
but
was
for
like,
9 minutes, he had his knee in his neck.
But he George didn't go to the scene. Now, I don't want to defend this guy. He didn't go to the scene thinking, I'm going to kill someone today. That's first degree.
Yeah, okay.
So that's right. The difference.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that degrees have different criteria. And it's something you forget when you're in the heat of the moment.
Yeah. But this guy cold-bloodedly looked at these guys who were videotaping him going, hey, he can't breathe. You got to let him up. Just cold. Like nothing there, like soulless. And I'm like, you're a dick, man.
Yep.
And then, of course, you know, he's had 17 plus complaints against him in the line of duty. I mean, this is not a good dude.
No. Yeah, I read an interview of a kid who was shot by him. He was in the bathroom and dude kicked down the door and just started hammering on him. And the guy started defending himself. And then Chauvin, douchebag, shot the kid. So the kid survived, but he got shot because
this is an ongoing problem in the police department. Mm-hmm. And I know part of why this is happening. Here in Portland, we are under we don't have as big a police force as we should have. And there's a few reasons for it. One of them being money. They can't offer the amount of pay that they should. So officers are like, you know what, I'll go be a policeman somewhere else, or I'll go do something else. That's number one. But number two is when stuff like this happens, it's not being actively investigated or really looked at. I'm speaking out of turn here because I don't know policies and politics within the police station or the police force. So I don't know what kind of investigation happens in a case of excessive force. I do know in Portland, though, more and more police officers are wearing body cams, so they're being held accountable more often.
Well, right. Did you see that those cops who turned off their body cam?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's happening a lot.
Yep.
So, but fortunately...
Yeah, I feel like they shouldn't have that option.
Yeah, It should be like remotely linked and they can't turn off.
That's well, been yeah, a, and I think that's honestly, been an ongoing discussion.
Yeah, and honestly for me, I always felt like it was asinine to give them an on-off switch because honestly, when you know shit goes down, they shut it off. Well, guess what? Now you don't have the body cam to back it up. Honestly, yeah. I just always felt like they should be given, you know, I don't know what a normal police shift is, but if your camera can't last the length of your shift and record every single thing you're doing.
Shorten your shift.
Exactly.
Well, I was thinking you get the type of camera, like have like a motion sensor or something on it. So it goes to sleep and doesn't record while like if you're spending 4 hours sitting in the car, you know, monitoring traffic. You don't necessarily need it. And then it pops on when you're moving.
Well, yeah.
I don't really know. Just
no, that's actually not a bad idea. You could probably set it up to where as soon as you step out of the car, it goes on because yeah. The cars all have dash cams.
No. And honestly, that I would agree with in the respects when you're in the car, it basically has a proximity, you know, trigger that basically shuts it off when it's close to its hub.
Yeah.
So it can charge, and then as soon as the you open the door and step out of the car, you're away from the hub, the camera kicks on.
And it records.
Yeah, and you can't turn it off. Because I agree, like too much shit goes down and the officers being able to turn off the camera is ridiculous. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, it's so, an honor system thing, and there are a lot of great cops out there, but
and there just, are, unfortunately, there the,
it's the bad ones. And it's the same with any career field is the people who don't do what they're supposed to do are going to be remembered far more than the people who do what they're supposed to do.
And it's a real shame because I've known a few officers in my time and it's a tough job and they are literally taking their life in their own hands every single day.
And don't get me wrong. I've never had a problem with police officers, you know, in general, as knowing full well that it would never be a job that I would volunteer to do just because it's got to be rough. And again, I'm only going under assumption at this point, but if you're the best person in the world and you become a cop, you are basically subjecting yourself to seeing the dregs of society on a daily basis, whether it's, you know, domestic disputes, you know, domestic violence.
This is an episode I really wish we had Bryce on because he did actively start pursuing a career in law enforcement. He did ride-alongs and stuff, so he would have a much better insight into that part of it than I think the rest of us.
But again, even under that base assumption is the main reason why I know for a fact I would never be able to do that job competently for a long period of time, just out of sheer principle, it would eventually get to me. And
oh yeah, absolutely. And I'll also admit I'm a coward. Forget.
That's fair. That's
there's
fair.
Guys I with guns in there. I'm gonna stay out here. It's.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. I'm not a big fan of running towards gunfire.
You know? No, I am unashamedly a coward. And I have no doubt that when the shit hit the fan, I would not be looking out for all of you. I would be finding the closest place to get cover. I've told my wife on many occasions, the zombie's coming, I'm tripping you. So.
Yeah, Ryan and I have a pact where it's like, if one of us turns, just kill the other. So don't, you know, that's not me anymore, just kill me. So.
Oh, that goes without saying.
Whatever, dude. Well, I told Josie, if I turn, you let me loose, man.
Can not if you're within my vicinity that is going to try to bite me. No, I'm going to kill you.
No. I want to run free. I want to indulge in
buddy, I would kill you, but I would cry while I was doing it.
Yeah. Okay,
that's
feel all the emotions. But
I'm sorry, Danny. I'm sorry.
Is it bad that I probably you'd be like, ah, whatever.
That's your zombie moan? Ah, whatever.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, oh, brain.
I like it.
Ah, something's it's, good on TV. Never mind.
The latest so zombie in the whole apocalypse.
Ah, whatever.
Ah, whatever. Okay, all that being said.
Making a short film.
I am going to say kudos to the bureaucracy in Minneapolis, because they are charging these cops. They fired them immediately. Charges are being brought up. They're doing the right thing. Here's where I'm really having a problem with this whole thing. I have a problem with the officers, but they're gonna get what's coming to them. I have no doubt of that. There's no way anyone could watch the video that I watched and not find these guys guilty.
Yeah.
Fair. That's fair.
I understand people are upset. I get it. I'm upset. Everyone's upset. This was an appalling thing that happened to a guy who is presumably innocent of any wrongdoing.
Yep.
The worst thing he did was pay for a pack of cigarettes with a counterfeit 20. And we don't know where he got it, how he got it. We don't know any of that. So at this point, in my mind, innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I saw, he was calm. He followed their orders. From my understanding, he had a problem getting into the police car because he's claustrophobic. They were trying to shove him in there without giving him time. Bye, Samantha.
Oh, no, I'm still here. I don't know why that.
Your video just had enough of your beauty and just couldn't take it. Sparklefish. So
yes.
Here's my problem. Everyone's upset. Everyone wants to get their feelings known. That's combined with the fact that we've all been locked up essentially for the past 2 months.
Yeah.
There is a lot of tension that we're all feeling.
Three.
Yeah. And while I salute people who are peacefully protesting, and that's the key, peacefully protesting, this past weekend showed just how animalistic and in need of a good culling the human race needs to be, because most of the video I saw was people just looting, destroying property, had nothing to do with what happened to George Floyd. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. It was just people being animals.
I won't disagree with your notion of a lot of the people from... Because I've been trying to wrap my head around this ever since it started. Like the George Floyd aspect, I totally understand. And I understand that this isn't just about George Floyd. This is about every time something like this has happened in the past, people have held a peaceful protest against it, and it's really come to nothing. It keeps happening. So I understand the outrage of the overall situation. This particular instance, you know, was basically the straw that broke the camel's back. And you're absolutely right. The quarantine aspect of it, you know, people are pissed off, they're riled up, they're stir crazy, whatever you want to call it, and they're ready for a fight one way or the other. And don't get me wrong, if you're going to fight for something, this is definitely a good cause. However, I also understand too, because one of the things that caught my attention and it took me aback. I saw a picture of a lady looting in Seattle. I think it was a Target or something like that, and she stole a cheesecake. Now, at first,
I saw that too.
I laughed my ass off. At first, I thought it was funny as shit. I was like, "Wow, way to really aim high." But then I started thinking about it a little bit more, and the more I thought about it, the more I remembered. You know, this quarantine has, you know, financially wrecked a lot of people.
And that's what I was going to get to.
Well, let me finish my thought, though. Yes, you do.
You can mute him. You're the host.
You could.
I could.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Sometimes he makes good points.
Sometimes.
And this again, probably isn't going to be one of them, but...
Well, and here's the thing.
I'm waiting for him to riot.
I understand that, you know, people are falling on hard times, and definitely there were some opportunistic people in these groups that saw this as an opportunity to kind of get back something of what they wanted. Now, the more I thought about it, the more I was like, well, Target, Louis Vuitton, Apple, nothing personal. Fuck those guys. They lose their stock, you know, they're still going to pay their employees garbage the next day. They're going to fill their coffers again and back to business as usual after they pay the thousands of dollars worth of damage to be repaired. Fuck those guys. I don't have a problem with that. And that being said, I do not incite any looting or rioting whatsoever. But since it was done, it's like I couldn't feel sympathy for the large companies that were getting, you know, looted essentially for their priceless, overly produced crap. But
the price gouging has gotten a little crazy.
Well, yeah, and that's just it. It's like, you know, the problem I had, though, was when I found out that they weren't just looting the big stores, they were also looting local businesses. And
yeah, the mom and pops.
Yeah, to me, that was like, okay, you guys are missing the point here. The mom and pops are what we need. You know, they're the important backbone of trying to live the quote-unquote American dream. You know, they started a business, they're putting in their efforts, they're in debt to, you know, making sure that they can run this company. They're working damn near 7 days a week to make sure it happens. Don't fuck these people. Fuck the big companies. Go after them. Nobody gives a shit. I don't give a shit. It was after hours for all those companies. Nobody was in there. Fuck them. Who cares?
See,
I will be okay with that. But that
there,
being said,
there
again,
is one small flaw with that, though, Danny, and that is that it's not the companies that have to pay for the repairs. I learned this today, which I should have known the whole time, but all the repairs that come out of stuff like this, whether it be a small mom and pop or a big company, that get paid for by our taxes. So anyone who goes out and says, I'm riding against the man, you're essentially riding against yourself. You pay state taxes. Those taxes end up going to things we need, like infrastructure, like roads, having roads repaired and schools and things like that. But
aren't those companies insured, though?
They are, but still the state is responsible for it.
But that's a privatized insurance at that rate.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you certain? What if in their policy it doesn't cover looting? That business can sue the city or the state.
Could.
And probably will, because they're fucking greedy ass companies. The point is, you're not only are you hurting businesses, be it big or small, you're hurting yourself.
No, and I get that. And don't get me wrong.
Because that comes back on us, because then the state raises our taxes.
Well, they were going to do that anyway, but.
Well, yeah.
Well, and here's my thing, though. So that being said.
Samantha, you look so bored.
It gave
me. No, I'm just listening. I don't know enough.
I know, but you just look
bored. How it works. I'm also trying to get comfortable where I'm at. So I'm trying out different ways to sit.
Here's the other thing, though, that I tried to wrap my head around. So if you guys get a chance, Trevor Noah actually did like a 10-minute long video where he talked about this whole situation.
I haven't seen the video, but I saw that he had done the video.
Oh, man. Watch it, because honestly, it touches on so many points that make a hell of a lot of sense, you know. When we as a society say that, you know, rioting and violence is the wrong way to do it, well, we've said that about every protest, you know, and in this respect, the people who are being fought for, they were supposed to be a part of the societal contract where, you know, the police were there to protect and serve, you know, the taxes were being paid to help the schools and help the roads and help the infrastructure and things like that. And that contract is not being upheld by them. So the only other option you have is to voice against it as best you can. And another thing, too, you got to know we're in bad shape when not only Barack Obama put up an Instagram feed where he talked about, you know, how he's kind of seeing things and how he would like to see us move forward. But you got George W. Bush saying, the administration really needs to do better.
And we have Bush saying that.
Yeah. It was amazing. Actually, Josie sent it to me. One of the sites that she follows is Imgur, and somebody had made the joke, you know we're in bad shape when W has something to say that actually makes sense. It's like, ooh, ooh. And considering how hated that man was in his prime, I mean,
Bush hates black people. That was a whole movement.
Look, I just feel like I understand. We're all frustrated. This year has been shit.
Yep.
And there is a lot of negative energy. And I think over this weekend and the last couple of days, it's really come out.
True.
But I also think that negative energy feeds negative energy.
Yes, it is. I'm going to disagree. In the respects that...
Of course you are.
Well, that's what I'm supposed to do. If I was just here to blow you and tell you
look at that dog.
Well, nobody listening will be able to look at that.
Hang on, watching the dog. Dog's gone. Go ahead. Make your point.
But, you know, one of the things that I've noticed about all these riots and protests and things like that, whether peaceful or not, I have seen a larger volume of... people on social media speaking out in support of, you know, the Black Lives Matters and things like that. And don't get me wrong, I know that social media is as good as, you know, fucking screen door on a submarine, but it does tell me that people are taking a larger notice this time.
Yeah.
And I've also come to understand that with these riots and protests and things like that, sometimes I've come to the understanding that you can only fight peacefully so long before you need to learn how to fight fire with fire.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it's a language that is spoken universally in the respects that if things keep going the way they are and people just like George Floyd are subjugated to these assholes, then this is how we're going to answer. And again, I can't condone the rioting. I can't condone the looting by any stretch, but I fully, fully support every person who wants to speak out against this injustice that's been going on for fucking hundreds of years. I mean,
oh, without a doubt, I'm with you. I mean, look, we're in 2020. There is no reason in my mind that this shit should be happening. Yeah.
We didn't literally have to go back to the roaring 20s. Like, what the fuck?
I really feel like at this point in time, we as a society, and this is just the optimist in me, I know, but we as a society should have left such stupidity behind. And yet, in 2016... we elected a complete racist asshat to lead this country.
Yes, gosh.
Well, and on top
and
of that,
he made it okay to hate.
That has been my mantra throughout this whole thing is we should know better.
Oh, absolutely. We should.
And that's the part that bugs me. And I think that's the part that irritates me the most out of all this is we should know better. But for some reason, old biases, old hatreds for no real reasons that I can even begin to justify in this day and age are meriting this level of bullshit stupidity.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Again, this is incredibly vexing for me because I always try to break down a problem and try to assess what the best course of action is to try to make things better. And with this one, I genuinely don't know what we could do to make things better.
And honestly,
the more I think about it, the more it's like.
On this show, we're pretty good about solving problems. We always come up with a solution. 9 times out of 10, they're shit. They're just to make us laugh. This is not something that the 3, the 4, the 5 of us on this show can do on our own. I think this is something that we, and more than any other time in this country's history, we need to come together and say enough is enough.
Yeah, and honestly, that's another thing, too, that's been kind of vexing me is it's like, what is it about the United States that makes us so venom-filled that this kind of stuff continually happens on fairly regular basis as compared to a large, vast majority of the rest of the first world that this isn't as much of a problem as it is here. I mean, it just, and it, I could be wrong, and Lord knows there could be hardcore racists all across the world enacting all kinds of horrendous shit. Don't misunderstand, I'm sure that's happening. But it feels like the United States is hell-bent on self-destruction through trying to purify itself of its bigotry and hatred through violence, anger, and aggression. And it drives me nuts.
I feel like the racism in America today is worse than the racism in Nazi Germany in the 1930s. That's my perception. Mm-hmm. I understand it. But it does feel to me, and it does appear to me, that black people are being more persecuted than the Jews were in the 30s. Now, we're not talking to the point of concentration camps, but they're unfairly hassled by the cops. Was it in New York? Didn't a black man who was jogging in the park get shot? That just happened recently.
By a father and son duo.
So a guy can't even go jogging in the park to get healthy without fear of potentially getting shot.
Yep.
We have reached a point in our society that things have to change. It cannot continue this way any longer. And not just because, you know, people are dying, but also because we can't move forward as a nation unless we embrace all cultures, all beliefs, all colors. It's 2020. We got to get over this shit. Gays can marry. They can have happy lives. They have that right to live the life they want to live in the pursuit of happiness. Blacks have the right to get good jobs, to be able to go out of their house without fear of getting shot just because of the color of their skin. And rich fucking white people need to back the fuck off.
Yep.
So, I'm sorry.
Thing, too, that vexes me about this whole thing. Again, I try to break it down and understand it a little bit better. And one of the things that I tried to process, I was like, okay, so why is it that the United States hates black people where they do? And I jumped to the whole, well, you know, the South has always kind of hated black people, tried to segregate them, you know, and tried to treat them as less or not at all. And then I was trying to think about it. It's like, you know, most Americans genuinely despise Nazis, those who aren't Nazis. But there's never as much of a heavy backlash as there is for the African American society in general. And that even got me extended even further to Japanese Americans, too. I mean, for fuck's sake, we did inter in a concentration camp thousands of Japanese Americans during World War II, and
I would say
they're not considered second-class citizens. They're not considered a minority. They're just kind of like, oh, yep, sorry about that.
Well, and I would argue too that the internment camps were not out of hatred, but were out of fear.
Well, yeah, of course, but honestly,
but I mean, at the same time, look at what happened after 9/11. Look at how we went after Muslim Americans.
Oh, true.
After the coronavirus came out, look what happened to the Asian American community.
Yep. So, I mean,
and that's not the first time that's happened.
No.
Those all had cause behind them. But African Americans, there's no cause.
Yeah. We basically decided we didn't like them because white people fought to free them.
It boggles my mind why there is such hatred at the level for black people as there are. It's stupid. It's
pointless.
It just needs to stop.
it's such a waste of effort because it's like you realize there are so many wonderful fucking people of all different races, creeds, and colors that you're basically shutting yourself off to because the tone of their skin isn't like yours. And yeah. To me, that is so asinine. It is the stupidest complex I've ever come across. And it's hatred out of a place of just, I see what you are and I don't like you because of it. And it's like, you're an idiot. Like, and that's like putting it nicely. You're a fucking moron. Because again, I just can't, I can't process.
It's
how hard we're to... still in this century with these old biases that should have been dead 200 years ago.
I've been seeing the meme everywhere for the last few days. It's a learned behavior.
Yeah.
True.
And look at who we have in our leadership. Everyone.
Yeah.
You know, in their 60s, 70s, some in the 80s that still hold these grudges from those old days. And they're, yep. You know, we're teaching, I mean, Trump's in his 70s. He's notoriously racist. And like you said, he made it okay to hate. And he's also an isolationist and self and only in self-interest. And I think that brings out the worst in Americans.
He made it okay for all of that bad behavior.
He did. But the president is also someone we're supposed to be able to look up to and to model ourselves after. And he's literally the worst public figure to have in that position. I mean, come on, look at what he's done or hasn't done.
Well, and I think with his reactions to the protests and everything, more and more of his Republican supporters are really taking a step back and going...
Supporters, yes, but no one in the Senate.
No, oh God, no.
They're going to let him do whatever the fuck he wants.
No, because they're still riding his coattails because they think he's going to get reelected in November.
Yeah, like what coattails? What can he give you? He can't give anyone anything.
He keeps them in power.
He has nothing.
He keeps them in power and they love power. They absolutely love power. Here's... Now, before even the coronavirus and everything, we had talked about his chances in November. And I honestly thought there was no way he was going to lose. I just felt
there's
his base
still
was too...
a chance he's going to win.
Oh, there's absolutely a chance.
Yep.
But as the coronavirus continues, as violence continues, and he starts more and more making more threats against his people, his base even. His base was out there rioting.
But
people are jumping off the bandwagon. Will it be enough in November? I don't know, because the thing is we...
It better be.
This is not a normal campaign year.
No.
There's not the rallies. There's not the, you know, the public speeches and everything. And the big thing is everyone wants to vote by mail this year because of the fear of coronavirus. I think it's a fantastic idea. Oregon's had it for years and it's worked great. There's a couple other states that have it. Yep. But Trump
millions
keeps pushing
of mail,
this.
Military members vote by mail all the time.
Trump keeps pushing this. It's much easier to commit voter fraud with it. No. There is an aspect of truth to that. But as John Oliver broke down, it's so minute.
Yep. It's virtually nothing. I mean, when you look at it compared to the other ways people do fraud, mail fraud is virtually nothing. And the only notable accounts of mail fraud have been Republicans.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I saw this meme too. If it's secure enough to mail credit cards, checks, stimulus checks, and the ID that you would need to vote with, it's safe enough to mail in your ballot.
Yep.
So
I had to mail to get my passport. I had to mail my birth certificate to that office. Then they mailed it back to me with my passport.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing. If it's safe enough to send that stuff, it's safe enough to send your ballot.
Yeah.
So, but I think he's harping on it because he knows
he's going to lose.
If people have the opportunity to mail in, I think there'll be a higher turnout of voters this year.
That's exactly right. And that's
well, let's go ahead and throw this out there. For the love of God, do not vote for anybody who's not in the election.
Oh,
yes. For the love of God.
Yeah. Don't waste your vote.
Vote for the people that are in the check boxes. Otherwise, you are literally throwing your vote out the window.
Yeah, don't waste your vote, please. You get this one opportunity to make your voice heard.
And I get it. And politicians are politicians. They're going to be the way they're going to be.
Vote your local.
I don't care which way you vote. Vote your conscience. That's it. If you want to support this idiot, support him. I wholeheartedly support you in your decision.
Right.
I don't agree with it.
Do so.
I don't agree with it, but that's your right.
Absolutely.
My right is to vote my conscience, and I'm voting the other way because the last 4 years have not been good.
Not
they
even
just
remotely.
Haven't. And they're culminating in this god-awful year.
Yep.
How that's going to shake things out, I don't know.
The one thing I do want to say as far as like everything
you've wanted to say
right
a lot
now,
of things this hour.
I know. Fuck me. I have an opinion.
Where's your broken soapbox?
Right?
He's sitting on it.
Yeah, it's quite comfortable. Thank you. The one thing I will say as far as like memes that I've seen come out since all of this, one genuinely spoke to me. It basically had a white hand and a black hand holding, and it said, I know that I will never understand, but I stand with you.
Yeah, and we don't have to understand.
Exactly.
I couldn't even begin to fathom the extent of the horrendous shit that has been done to the African-American community in this country for unbeknownst amounts of years. Honestly, for me, that one kind of knitted it up clean. Nice.
Look at how sad he is.
But yeah, it's just one of those things. I genuinely do roll with that notion. This whole fucking shit show, I can't even.
You don't have to understand to support.
And that's, you know, that goes both ways because you see there are a lot of very angry African-Americans who rightfully so, but if I try to show my support, it's like, well, I don't need it because you don't understand. I don't have to understand fully what you're going through to support you. Your experience is not my experience, but I support your life as the same as mine. Yeah. So it's just, they need to, oh my gosh, that sounded so horrible.
Now, look at it this way.
Imagine the support that you have, needs to be accepted as much as it needs to be put out.
Just imagine living a life where you've never dealt with a loss. Like you've never felt the loss of a loved one.
Right.
But your best friend just loses his father or his mother.
Yeah.
You have no idea what they're going through emotionally, but you're still there to support them.
Exactly.
The same concept. You don't have to understand in order to empathize. Okay.
Yeah, I'll run with that.
Enough of that tirade because I didn't want to – we had to talk about it just because that's what we do. But I think we can turn this to talk about – Samantha, you watched the Hatchet movies.
Okay, just a really quick thing. There are tons of ways to support and help if you aren't physically protesting. There are tons of websites to donate to. You can donate food. You can donate time. You can donate money. So go look up those websites. There's lots of ways to support in whatever capacity you are able to. So there's lots of ways to do that. Just go look it up. Yay. I needed to unplug for a little bit, and I decided I'm going to have a little monster movie marathon all by myself. Ryan was streaming online, so on Twitch. So I was like, watch some horror movies. And I watched the Kane Hodder documentary on Shudder. And I remembered you guys talking about him. And I was like, oh, cool. So I loved his story. It was really good. So I'd highly recommend that documentary if you like horror movies and you like those people who bring those monsters to life. So I saw in his documentary that he played this creature called Hatchet, and I was like, I never seen these. They started coming out in 2006 or 7, and the most recent one came out in 2017. So I was like, I've never seen these movies. But there was also a lot of the years that I was in the military, so I missed a lot. So I sat down and I watched them, watched all four movies, and they were so much fun. So if you need a good escapist horror movie, the Hatchet movies are a blast.
Yeah,
they're ridiculous.
Solid.
They're funny.
We should discuss this because Jim kind of started this. I ended up following, and Samantha, you kind of did a little bit. We were kind of more or less live tweeting just amongst ourselves, watching different horror movies.
Oh yeah,
recently. Jim did it with Phantasm, and then I did it. And then the other day I watched the reboot of Nightmare on Elm Street, and it occurred to me then it would be really interesting to film or at least record when we're watching these movies as we make observations, at least for our group, but then maybe offer them as Patreon exclusives.
Well, yeah, because Patreon wants to pay for our opinions on horror movies when we give them out for free.
Dude, we can only get one person to pay $1 to subscribe to our channel.
Hey, you know that what? Dollar goes a long way.
We love that dollar, and that dollar
is a great dollar.
It bought us a pencil.
It makes me holler.
Hey, just shout out to the president of the fan club there, buddy.
Yeah. So we had talked about doing the watch parties.
Yeah.
And I think that's still something that we should look into, and maybe
absolutely.
Like, a couple times a month, we can watch a cheesy horror movie. I just know that I'm still maintaining my I will not watch or the rest of the human centipede movies, and I will not rewatch the first one. So, no.
Nope, me neither.
But I'm we out. Should like go through. We should like go through a franchise, you know? And
oh yeah,
and, yeah. Just go through a whole franchise and sort of have our live. Thanks. But so the Facebook watch parties is still a viable option. I know Bryce had done a little more research on that. And then we can also like, we could do a Twitch stream. That's an idea too. So
I think
not a bad idea.
You know, it's not a bad idea, especially with Zoom and things. Mm-hmm. If we can learn how to,
We can also live stream it on YouTube instead of Twitch. So we have options to do these kind of things.
And the only thing I think we need to be aware of is when we do these things, we do not show the movie.
Yeah.
And if we can cut the audio out of whatever gets recorded, just to we've talked well, we about this off. There's some cue, copyright like, stuff going on, and I don't want us to get caught up
well, in it. And on top of that, all we'd have to do is, like, if you want to watch along, you know, we're paused at 13 seconds.
Yeah. Well, like you know, did with first viewing commentary. So,
yeah.
Basically, yeah. I mean, just like what Court and Fatboy used to do with their commentaries for movies and things like that, they would basically give you the kickoff marker, and as soon as you were at that point and queued up,
yeah, you were absolutely
watching the movie.
No, I think pursuing this on Twitch and YouTube, putting them on both platforms, like if we did it live on Twitch and recorded it and threw it up on YouTube, I think that'd be a good way to go to build our
audience. Because if we didn't want to do Twitch, we can live stream on YouTube. That's how we do it with Radio Hour, show this Saturday, by the way.
Shameless plug of another podcast.
Hey, at least you didn't call it out.
Yeah, at least you didn't mistake us for the
time. Yeah, yeah.
This time.
So that would
no, we're
be
way
awkward.
Cooler, guys. No, I was kidding. No, I meant
shucks.
Us. Shucks. So there's multiple ways to do it. Now, when it comes to copyright, I think Ryan was telling me, because he streams on Twitch. You can have, as long as the stream is live, you can have the audio. Because a lot of people use current music that is copywritten, but you can't use it in clips. You can't use it in anything that's going to go anywhere else. So we'd have to rip that audio off. But which is sometimes easier said than done. But as long as it doesn't leave the live stream, then it's okay. That is just my understanding. I could be totally wrong. Things have changed a lot. So
yeah. Well, so here's my understanding of free use at this point, and forgive us, audience, for this. We can use we can use audio and video in a stream or a video. A, if it's not monetized, if we're not making money off of it, and if we do enough to change it to make its own thing. So if we were to watch a whole movie, but not show the actual visual, and the audio might have just been in the background. I mean, we can all hear it, but you know, the audience watching it, it's light. But we're talking over the whole thing. We're free and clear.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That's my understanding of free use. And anything we use, any movie we watch or anything, so long as it we do those things, falls under free use and we're safe. So I think if...
Well, fair use laws are also being revised in a lot of states, so...
Yep. Yep.
But honestly, I have a question for you guys, because we kind of touched the subject, but didn't really. So I'm curious... When you're in a bad way, in any way, shape, or form, what movie do you always go to either make you feel better or just something to, like, completely take your mind out of whatever the hell you're in?
Your pick-me-up movie?
Yeah, basically.
Probably.
I have mine.
Anything from Star Wars.
Nerd.
So mine is going
to be. I love being able to do this to you.
Mine is probably one you wouldn't expect, but I watch it when I'm sick. I watch it when I'm not feeling good. Or just, you know, really, really down. Or just sometimes I just feel like I need it.
Can we guess? Movie Can we guess?
It's, yeah, go ahead.
Teeth.
I mean, duh, who wouldn't watch that one when they're feeling good? Yeah, you know, sometimes I'll watch Disney movies when I'm sick, but my go-to movie when I'm really just not feeling well is Center Stage.
Okay, okay. Getting a little candy.
I don't know why you'd be embarrassed by that.
I love that movie, and I don't know why. I was never a ballerina. I would have loved to have been, but I adore that movie so much. So that's my happy time movie.
Fair enough. I would say for me, my number one go-to movie pretty much
Dumb and Dumber.
Has not... Well, I love that movie through and through, and don't get me long. I'm always long.
That's the name of the episode.
Don't get me long.
Don't get me wrong. I have grown up loving that movie through and through. I got to a point where I had watched Which it one? So much that I memorized it.
Which one?
Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But it's not my feel-good movie. My movie that I watch that makes me feel better just about any time it's ever on.
Geely.
Huh?
Glitter.
No, I was going to say Glitter.
No, sir.
Spice Girls movie.
It's yes. Precious. No. My number one go-to movie is The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That movie always makes me feel better. Even if I have like a screaming migraine, if I put that movie on, I feel better by the time it's over.
Yeah, that's also one of my all-time favorites. And the other one is The Labyrinth, is my other.
Oh, Labyrinth. Yes. Yeah.
Yep, and Willow.
Dark Crystal is one of mine too. If I put on Dark Crystal, as soon as I see Fizzgig, when she tells him, no, you can't go, and he has his tantrum, doesn't matter how bad my day was, I'm over the moon.
Yeah, Fizzgig's tantrum is pretty on point. Not going to lie.
So we should do a series where we watch each other's feel-good movies.
No, because the last time that happened, we destroyed Jim's childhood, and I don't want to be responsible for doing that to the rest of you.
We're adults, damn it. If you like the movie, you like
we were adults then, too, and it didn't stop.
That's true. No, and honestly, though, I mean,
but I heard about it.
I don't honestly think there would be any kind of riffing that would actually bother me about The Princess Bride, because I'd probably be riffing right alongside you.
Yeah.
Is that Princess Bride, I don't think it's one you can riff.
Nope.
Oh,
we would just end up watching it, honestly. Yeah. We would just end up watching it. Like, we'd be
we wouldn't even be talking. You can't, we can't do that one, because we. it would suck us all in. Labyrinth, we could probably riff a little bit on.
Oh, yes.
Dark Crystal, we could totally riff on.
Yeah.
Because I was riffing, last time I watched it, I was riffing just by myself, and my poor wife had to listen to it.
I would say Kroll would be a really good movie to watch with everyone.
See, I think that's what we do. We just need to find, like, we figure out this watch party thing, we figure out the streaming, and we just pick really cheesy movies. If we haven't seen it, that's even better, because we have no idea what we're in for.
Oh my God, do I got some choice ones for you, man.
Like, I'm compiling a list for when Samantha comes out here. We're going to do a couple, and right at the top is Velocipastor.
Yeah.
See, and there's a YouTuber called Elvis the Alien, and he does these like movie recaps. And I watched his recap of a Velocipastor because I couldn't help myself. And I was like, this is going to be the best worst movie ever.
Oh, yeah. And I'm making a point not to watch these movies because I want to go in cold, because that's the best riffage.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Your? The Hunter from the Future.
Yes, I watched it after you talked about it, and fuck you.
Priceless.
But yeah, no, I'm totally down for that. We just find some, like, just awful, awful movies.
Well, wouldn't you say Your is, like, prime for that, buddy?
Oh, yes. 100%.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think if we stick to the horror, sci-fi, and fantasy genres, those movies all lend themselves to great riffage. So,
So we just need to figure out the best place to do it where we can all be on camera together.
Yep.
And hear each other and watch the movie together. So that's going to be a little rough. So
I think the biggest key is if one of us hosts the movie, the others are able to see it.
Yeah.
With Zoom, there's a share screen option, but I know once this whole pandemic thing is over, they're going to start charging to use after like 40 minutes.
And that's why we need patrons.
Yeah. It's figuring out how to get, because look, if I were to play the movie, if I could share my screen with you guys, so we're all watching it, or yep. Samantha, or Dan, you know, whoever's hosting, and then, just have it. Because, Danny, you and I are in the unique position that you can just come over to the house. I hook the movie up on the TV and have the computer, like we did with...
Lords of Chaos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The difference is we just add we get a webcam or something pointed off the TV at us.
Right.
So they can see, but they can also see the movie as well.
And then I think going through like a movie franchise, like the different horror franchises would be a good idea too, because there's tons of stuff to.
Oh, yeah. And that's something we can do. That's something we could also do weekly. We can just throw it up on the weekend before the actual podcast, or do the podcast and then switch over. Hey, we're live on this, you know, so.
Yeah.
I would ask Samantha if you talk to Ryan and learn more about the whole Twitch thing.
Yeah.
And then maybe we figure that out.
And that's the thing is we need to also schedule time to test it.
Oh, yeah. We get it nailed, you know, or get an account set up or whatever we need to do, and then we start working the kinks out before we go live. So.
I like it.
We'll try and get people to subscribe to our bullshit.
Yeah. It wouldn't suck.
We have
not another movie watch party.
Not another watch party.
A subsidiary of Not Another Podcast.
It's the Not Another brand in general. I was telling Ryan about our
Patreon. Ooh, does that mean we have to switch over to change our name to Not Another Corporation?
Yes. Not another LLC.
Tax exemption.
I was telling Ryan about our Patreon, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's patreon.com/notanotherpatreon. And he was like, you guys and your branding. I was like, yeah.
Well, for fuck's sake, when I message you guys on Facebook, our message group is called Not Another Messenger.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think we should call our fans nappers.
Because that's probably what they do while they're listening.
Yeah.
Taking a nap.
The only podcast that'll put you to sleep.
Wakes them up. Not another listener.
It's just, the name works on like 10 different levels. It's just too good. So much so that people have tried to steal from us. There have been imitators, but we are the original.
Hoorah.
Yippee.
And we're sorry.
We are horribly sorry, because I'm pretty sure there's better content out there.
Oh, there absolutely is. And with that, we're going to say goodbye for this week.
Bye.
I don't know why we're waving. No one's going to see the video.
I am waving my hand. Imagine I'm waving at you. Goodbye.
Bye. Danny, put some pants on.
No.
No one wants to see that.
Yeah, you do.
Not another penis.
Don't get me long.
That's not something you want to say in that situation.
Yeah.
You broke Samantha.
That's my life goal.
Look who wants kids. To say hello.
All right, folks. Travel safe. Travel tight. Keep it right.
Just travel. Bye, Essie.
Bye.
Look at that pooch.
Look at her face. It's so gray.
Oh, goodness.
My old girl.
Is her tongue still half the length of her body?
Pretty much. Essie, can I kiss?
Goodness.
She could get you from 3 feet across the room.
That Wally, I'm not watching dog porn, I promise.
look at her ear, her busted ear.
Oh.
Oh, goodness.
I thought it got stitched.
No, they couldn't stitch it. She's too, they didn't want to risk putting her under. The stitching would only have been cosmetic. And they didn't want to put her under at her age. She's going to be 11 next month. So she's just a little too old to put under for that. So we just decided to let it heal.
She's an old grandma.
She is. She's my old lady.
Goodness gracious me.
All right.
We had so much fun with that dog in Montana.
Oh, yeah. She's so awesome.
She's a good dog.
She's a good girl.
Hi, Esty.
Sounds like you had fun with peanut butter there, buddy.
No, I would never let that happen.
Sam, always
do anyone else.
Down. Don't get me long. All right.
We will talk to you all later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.